Okay, the boy side. Today's daf is daf Dalid in Masechta Sanhedrin. And we're holding the top line of the Amud, in the middle of the line where it says Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Let's just remember what we are referring to. At the very end of yesterday's daf, we brought a machloikis. Legabe, how many dayanim do you need for a regular din Torah b'dinei mamonis? While in our Mishnah, we started off the Masechta dinei mamonis b'shloisha. You only need 3 dayanim. But we had yesterday that Rebbe said you need 5 dayanim. And initially we thought that the reason is because not only does the Bezdin have to have 3 dayanim on the tribunal, on the panel, but because the psak has to emanate from 3 dayanim. So you have to start off with 5 in case you have a split vote between the majority and the minority. So this way at least you have 3 signing the psak din in favor of the majority. However, the Gemara rejected that, and the Gemara said ultimately that the reason why Rebbe requires 5 instead of 3 is because the whole mekoyer of the 3 dayanim is from the 3 times that it says Elohim in the parsha Shomrim, which we had at the top of yesterday's Amud, V'nikr Balabais Adu Elohim, Adu Elohim Yovi Dvar Shneim, Asher Yashirin Elohim Yishalim Shneim L'Riyeyu. Those were the 3 Elohims, that was the makor for 3. On that, Rebbe said, but remember it says, Asher Yarshiun Elohim. Yarshiun is a Lashon Rabin, which means you have 2. And since here you have 2, Asher Yarshiun Elohim, so therefore this Elohim means 2. So therefore the previous Elohim also is referring to 2, meaning Adu Elohim Yovid Varshneim is also 2. We learn 1 Elohim from the other Elohim, just like the subsequent one, Lamata, is Asher Yarshiun Loshen Rabim. The previous Elohim is also Loshen Rabim. 2 plus 2 is 4. Ein Bezin Shakel, and you have 5. What did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan said, yeah, but the word Yarshiun is written without a vav. It's written with a kubutz, the 3 dots, as opposed to a shuruk, that would be the vav together with a pintala. And therefore you could read it Yarshion. Yarshion already is a Loshen Yochid, singular, therefore it's only 1. The other Elohim is also 1, 1 plus 1 is 2, plus either like Rabbi Yoshia that you have 3 Elohims, or because of Rabbi Yonison, Ein Bezin Shakel, and you have number 3. But the crux of the machloikis is, how do you understand the word Yarshion, which is spelled without a vav, but which you pronounce Yarshion? So the Gemara is going to tell us now that we find 5 Tanoim, all that hold that when you have a distinction between the written word and the way it's read, you follow the way it's read and not the way it's written. And that's what the Gemara calls Yesh Eim LeMikra, as opposed to Yesh Eim LeMesaitis. 99.9% of the time you don't have this issue, because all words are written and read the same way. In other words, there's no distinction between the way it's written and the way it's read. It's only those cases where you have Creek sieves, meaning you have letters that you could add or letters that you can subtract, where you can pronounce it one way or the other. We have to go after the special Masoida of Chazal. In such a case, says our Gemara, we have these 5 Tanoim that all hold you follow the pronunciation and not the way it's written. And that's how we're going to explain the Gemara. Zok Gemara, Om Rav Yitzchak Bar Yoisi, on the side it says Bar Yosef, Om Rav Yoichanan, Rebbe, Rav Yehuda ben Royetz, Ube Shammai, V'Reb Shimon V'Reb Akiva, Kulu Svirlu, all 5 of these great Tanoim all hold Yesh Eim LeMikra, when you have a distinction between the Mikra and the Mesoira, the written word and the way it's read, you go based on the way it's read. Rebbe Yodi Amar, Rebbe is what we just concluded, that Rebbe says, it says Yarshiun without a Vav, but I read it and I darshan it and I explain it the way you read it, not the way it's written. And the way you read it is Yarshiun, which is a Lashon Rabim. 2 plus 2 plus 1 is 5 Dayan. Of course, the Rabbanan disagree. Who is Rabbi Yehuda ben Royetz? Sasanya, we have a Braisa. Surely tell me them as Rabbi Yehuda ben Royetz. Ekrani Shivim. What is this all about? You all know in the beginning of Parshas Isha Kisazria, that there's a difference between a woman that gives birth to a yingala, a zohar, or to a maidel, to a nekeva. What's the difference? The difference is, says the Torah, that each woman who gives birth first has Yemei Tumah, and subsequently Yemei Toyar, or Yemei Tahara. And what are the ramifications? The ramifications are that the first 7 days by a Zohar, and the first 14 days by a Nekeva, even if the Yeledes was Yeledes without any dam whatsoever, which of course is a very rare instance, but nevertheless, if there was such a Leda, where a baby was born and there was no dam, nevertheless, the woman happens to be Toma for 7 days by a Zohar, 14 days by a Nekeva. After that 7-day, 14-day period is over, by the Zohar, the Torah says, over the next 33 days, even if she sees dam multiple times, she is automatically tahora. By a nekeva, it's not 33 days, it's 66 days. Shkoyach, thank you very much, Tom, for helping us out. And so therefore, by a Zohar, it's 7 plus 33, it's a 40-day period altogether. And by a nekeva, it's 14 plus 66, which is 80 days altogether. Beautiful. This is very, very well known, and this is Nishka Grois Chidush. However, what is Mechudish is that if you look in the Pasuk that talks about the woman giving birth to a nekeva, the Lashon HaPasuk is the nekeva seled, the tama'ah shivu'ayim kenidasa. She becomes tamei 2 weeks. V'shishim yoyim, sheshis yomim, teishim al tamei tahara. 66 days tahara. But the word shivu'ayim, how should it be written if it was written out b'miluai properly? So if you look, so Rashi gives us not only a vav, but also 2 yuds. If you look at the second Rashi, or the second line of Rashi, Ekrani yechalani likrois v'tama'ah. Shivim kinidasa, no, like siv shivu ayim. It's missing the vav, it's missing the second yud, and therefore, a person who is not an experienced Bal Korei, who's reading this pasuk for the first time in the Sefer Torah, which is not vowelized, there are no vowels in the Sefer Torah, so you look at it, it looks like the word shivim. So you might think, says Rabbi Yehuda ben Roy Tziz Talmidim, back to the Gemara, Ekrani Shivim. You might be able to read this as 70, and therefore Yochel Tehei, your lettuce Nekeva, Tmeya Shivim. I would think that any woman that gives birth to a baby girl, she automatically has a 70-day period of Tumah. So now, Rabbi Yehuda ben Roy, it says, don't be noivis, that's not the halacha. Omer lehem, he says, let's try to work it out. Based on simple analysis, timei v'tir b'zohar, the timei v'tir b'nekeva, the Torah gives us both the yemei tumah v'tahara by a boy, and the yemei tumah v'tahara by a girl. Makish v'tir b'zohar b'nekeva kiflayim. Just like when it comes to tahara, it says in the pasuk, the nekeva is double the zohar. The zohar is 33 days. The nekeva is 66 days, and that says b'feish in the pasuk. Afkish v'tim b'zohar. When a keva kiflayim, same thing when it comes to tumah, whatever the number is by zohar, which is 7 days, when a keva kiflayim, the Torah makes it double. So therefore, I know that the word shivim is not shivim, but it really means shivayim, 14 days. That was the initial shear in Bismedesh. La'ach shiyotzu, after all the tamidim were piling out of the Bismedesh, going home or going somewhere else, yotzu machzechreim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Roitz ran after them and said, "Rabbi, say 1 second, amalahan." You don't need to come on to my double Zohar analogy. 7, 33, 14, 66. No, forget about that. Shvuayim Karinon. Because when you read the Torah, you don't read it Shivim. You read it Shvuayim. And what's the Iker for purposes of learning? Yesh Eim LaMikra. Ah, so we see the Yehuda ben Roy. It also subscribes to this view that Yesh Eim LaMikra, whenever you have a distinction between the way it's written and the way that you read it, the Iker is the way you read it.
You just remember after Darshan, you just remember the
Yeshim. Very good. I don't know. Why didn't he say that initially? I don't know. Beishamai didnan. Who's Beishamai? Amachloikis legabe hilchois zerikois achatos. What's a loch legabe zerikois achatos? Okay, so for all those of you that remember it from Kodshim, we'll do a very, very quick review. Meitzim, we're going to start learning Kodshim in not too long, Meitzim. But what does it say in Kodshim? One of the most essential parts of bringing a korban is the zerikois adam. But not all Zrikos Adam are created equally. Meaning, most Karbonis, the Zrikos, are number one on the Tzad of the Mizbeach, on the wall of the Mizbeach, and you do it Lemata Michut HaSikra. Chut HaSikra was a special chut that was there in the middle of the wall, that was Lehavdil, to go and separate between the Domim HaLyoinim and the Domim HaTachtoinim. Because certain Kabbanis, meaning vast majority of Kabbanis, you did the Zrika Lamat Michut HaSikra, below that red stripe on the wall of the Mizbeach. Which Kabbanis, for instance, Rashi told us, Oila, Shlomim, Osham, etc. All those Zrikas were Lamata, as well as you always did Shtayim Shehein Arba. What means Shtayim Shehein Arba? Every Mizbeach had four corners to it. The Mizbeach had four corners. And you wanted that the dam should go on all four sides. Instead of going and making four Zrikas, one, two, three, four, instead that they would, by the way, the Zrika doesn't mean with the fingers, it means taking the Kli that's full of dam and you give it a shot. This, of course, is not dam, but where did they shoot it? At one corner here, one corner over here, and by definition, by shooting into the corner, some of the dam came on this wall, some on that wall, and that's why it's called Shtayim Shein Arba, even though only two.
Of course, I thought to the finger, but they did it on the corner.
Good, excellent. You are referring to the Karm Chattas. We haven't gotten to the Karm Chattas yet. We are now referring to the Karbonis Oila, Shlomim, and Osham. As opposed to other Kabbanis, for instance, we have the Pesach, we have the Toida, Al Nozir, for those of us that are careful about saying Rabbi Shmuel, Ezel Mekai Mishal Zvachim, that you only had one Zrika, you didn't have two Zrika Shenarba. Again, we're getting off on a tangent. The main reason why we're bringing this Gemara is not so much the Gabi, those Kabbanis, but the Gabi, the Karban Chattas. What's it then by Karm Chattas? Chattas was not Lamat Michut HaSikra, it was Lamal Michut HaSikra. And in fact, the Kohen would go and walk up to the top of the Mizbeach, and he would have to go and take his finger, and he would take from the Dam, put with his finger, he would go down the Keren, all four Koronais, all four corners on the top. Good. So this is all the Chatchila. Below Shtayim Shein Arba, above Chattas, by the way, only by a Chattas Behaima, not by a Chattas Oila, but Chattas Behaima, all four Koranas on top, each one four Nesinais altogether.
The walls did not get.
Sorry, once again?
Chattas, the walls did not get.
Not the walls, just the Koranas.
Just the Koranas.
Just the Koranas, exactly. Good. Now that's Lechat Chilla. What about the Diavad? What is enough to be Machshir? Lamata, as long as you have one Zrika is enough. Lamala by the Karm Chattas is a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says you have to do two out of the four. Beis Hillel says even one out of the four is also sufficient. Bidi Eved. That's what the Gemara is going to go and address now, and also the Makoyer, what's the source of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Amr. Mizbeach HaChitzoin is the regular Mizbeach, what we call Mizbachu Oila, which is situated in the large Azara. This is a huge Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. It was 28 by 28 or 32 by 32, depending if you're looking from the top or from the bottom, because the bottom of the Mizbeach was much, much larger. And then you had this major ramp that also went quite a long distance. It was a very heavy-duty Mizbeach. So what was the halacha by that Mizbeach? 99% of all Kabbanis were brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzoin. We'll deal with the Mizbeach HaPnimi a little bit later. So all the Kabbanis you bring the Mizbeach HaChitzoin, Shinesonon, the Matana Achas, if instead of doing your two Shtayim Shein Arba in the two corners by throwing it against the wall, you only did one Matana, keep it. But yeah, but that's enough. How do I know? Shinemer says in the Pasuk, V'dams V'chach Yishofech. The reason why this is angering, that it's put in parentheses, is because it's obvious that Rashi didn't have this Girsa, because Rashi says that the Makoyer is, from this Pasuk, V'dams V'chach Yishofech. So therefore, apparently, it's not in the Gemara. And we have this in the Amud Beis as well. Anyway, Ubechatos, this is all Beis Shammai speaking, Bechatos b'diyavet shtei matonis, instead of doing four, if you did two, you are right. Beisil says the Gamishar Karbanis, I agree with you, Matana Achas is enough. But even by Chatos, Shinison Matana Achas is also enough, also keeper, also kosher. So what's the basis of the Machlek? The Omer Rav Huna. Now, this is Rav Huna explanation. This is no longer in the Mishnah or the Braisa. We're going to have a different explanation on the Amid base. But Rav Huna says the explanation is my time of day Shammai. Because the word karnois is used three times in the pasuk. Which three times? You all know that the korban chatos is explained at great length in parashas Vayikra, and there are distinctions there between a par chatos, a par helam dovishal tzibur, means ganz klal Yisrael sinned. We spoke about that the other day, and the par kohen mashiach, which is referring to the kohen gadol, and then you have the Soir of the Nasi. Nasi is referring to the Melech of Klal Yisrael. And then you have private individuals that bring their Karbonis, if Chas Shalom, they were Oiver and Iser, Kores, the Shoigeg, they have to go and bring a Karbon Chatas. Each one of these has different types of Karbon, not different types of all Karbon Chatas, but a different type of behemoth. By the Tzibur and by the Kohen Gadol, they have to go and bring a Par. Holy cow! If you're talking about the Nasi, which is the Melech, you're talking about a Soir. Soir means an older male goat. If you're talking about a private Yachid in Klal Yisrael, he has a choice to bring either a Kizba or a Seira. A Kizba is a female lamb, otherwise known as a ewe. Or a Seira means a female goat. Okay, wonderful. Now if you look at the Psukim, each time it says, what do you do? You're supposed to go and put blood on the Karnois HaMizbeach Soviv. For those of you that have the benefit of the Torah Or HaShalem, and the beautiful, wonderful, fascinating, amazing new Gemaras that were purchased by Reb David Diamond Zalzan Gizin Shtark, you'll see that the word Karnois is repeated three times. The next pasuk says, and a third pasuk, Rashi already tells us one of the karnis is referring to Sar Nasi, another one is referring to the Kizba, one is referring to the Seir of the Achid. Gizugtai. See, you're welcome. So therefore we have three times the word karnis. According to the Girsa of Rashi, which is somewhat different than our Girsa in our Sefer Torah, but for our purposes Rashi says, and the Gemara says, that two times out of these three times, it says karnois without a vav, just the cholim chasa, a pintle on top, and the third time it says karnois mole. Notice here our Gemara has all three karnois are mole. However, if you skip to Beis Hillel, which is the next line, Beis Hillel Amrim, then it does have the way we have it in the Sifrei Torah according to Rashi, karnois one mole, and the other two are karnas and karnas respectively. So is this a printing mistake? And the answer is no. The reason why it says karnois three times with the vav of Beishamai is because Beishamai goes after yesh eim lamikra. And therefore, since our Gemaras don't have vowels, they don't have nekudais, therefore it's trying to give you the sense. It's spelling it out what Beishamai holds. Beishamai says that even though two out of three it says karnas, karnas, meaning you could read a karnas, really we read a karnois, but since we do read it karnois, it's as if all three times it says with the vav, Harikan Sheish. So therefore, three times karnois means six corners. Our Mizbeach only had four. So how can you talk about six? Arba lemitzvah. Lechatchil, you have to do four on four corners. Now you got two extra. Shtam rakim. But the other two is enough. Beisil omrim. Karnois, karnas, karnas. Yes, we pronounce it karnois, karnois, karnois. But it's written karnois, karnas, karnas. And therefore you had two plus one is four altogether. Arba. And from this we learn gimel mitzvah. For the, if you want to do it properly, three would be enough, even though we take do all four. But Basil said three would be enough. V'yachas v'akev, and v'di'evet, one is ma'akev. Anyway, what do I see from this? What's the base of the machloek between Beisham and Beisil? Because Beisham says, I don't look at the way it's spelled or written. I look at the way that you read it. Yesh em lemikra. Oh, so that's the third Tana, Rabbi Yehuda ben Royitz. And Beishamai Yesh Eim LeMikra. Frank Digmara now in Beisil. This is kind of a side note. According to Beisil, it says that it only says four times, two plus one plus one. So therefore, he said, Lechatchila three. b'diavad is one. They call a mitzvah. Maybe you only need to do four lichatchila, and b'diavad you don't have to do any. Maybe as long as you go and shech the carton, and you go and take the emurim and you put it on the mizbeach, and you eat the carbon, etc., etc. Maybe that's enough, b'diavad. Who says that you learn from this limud one liakev? After the more kapara b'chtili ashkha. No, it's impossible to have a kapara from a carbon without having the zrikas adam. And the reason for that is because it says in the pasuk, ki adam hu benefesh yechaper. Adam is the mechaper. When it comes to kabanais, you have to have some zrik, at least one. Without that, is gunish begunish, and therefore kapara b'chdi, to have a kapara with nothing. Nothing means without a zrik alashkham, we don't find anywhere. So it has to be that one of the four is used for purposes of the kapara. Yeah?
Which one, I'm looking at the Torah Shola, and the way they present it here, none of them have a vav. Which one is considered as having a vav?
It's an excellent question. If you listen carefully when I was saying, I said that the Girsa of our Gemara is like the Girsa of Rashi, which is not the Girsa of our Sifrei Torah. Occasionally, this is not a daily occurrence, but occasionally you find differences between the Mesoira of the writing in the Sefer Torah, in our Gemara, and even Rashi and Chumash, which is at odds with our Sifrei Torah today. It's here raising, how could it be? Abazoi, is this? Whether it's a psul or not a psul doesn't make a difference. But bottom line is, you find Rashi in Chumash several times, and this is a Gemara where the Gemara is at odds with our Girsa. And it's not only that I'm telling you this, for those of you that have the Mesoidus Hashas Hasholem, again from Reb David, it's Ois Yud on the side. You see the Mesoidus Hashas. According to all of our chumashim and all the tikkun, meaning like the Bali Kriya use a tikkun, gam b'mesoira karnas chaser ksiv. All three times it says karnas and karnas. This yud goes on the Mesoira Shas in the Rashi. If you look at the Rashi, for those of you that have the Rashi, even if those of you don't have the fancy new gemaras of Reb David, but if you have 12 lines from the top of the Rashi, karnos karnas karnas v'yikra dalet. Everybody have that Rashi. So you see that Rashi identifies the kibs of the yachid karnois mole. On that karnois, you see the ois yud. It brings the Mesoris Hashas. Then our Sifrei Torah and our Torah are Hashalom from Rav David. It has karnas all three times and not karnos. Obviously, our Gemara is at odds with our prevailing custom among our Sifrei Torah. Anyway, by the way, this is not something that was brought up in Mesoris Hashas. The Ritva and other Rishonim already point this out. And the Ritva says, don't go and passel all our Sifrei Torah. That's the Mesoid of our Sifrei Torah. Just keep on using them, even though it's at odds with what Chazal are telling us here on Daf Talit. It's a conundrum about Zoyesis. And therefore we continue on. The next one, the Yom, is Reb Shimon. And now we leave Hilchois, Mizbeach, and Kodshim, and we go to Hilchois Shukeh. What's Halacha Lagabi Asukah? We all know that a Sukkah is supposed to have four walls. But that's Lechatchila. What happens if you have a Sukkah that only has three walls? Or two walls, or one wall? Are you Yoitza Machloikin Zotimara the Sanuel and the Braisa? Shtaim Kilchos and Shlishis Afilu Tafach. Says the Tanakam, as long as you have two full walls, and you have a third wall which is even just a small tefachel, which is obviously very, very small, a tefach is be'erach 4 inches, if that's your third wall, that is enough. It's a machloik is back in the Sechta Sukkah, whether or not that tefachel is connected to the other two or not. In other words, if you try to visualize it, you can visualize it like the ois hay, where you have one wall on top and one wall on the right, and then you have a small tefachel there down the bottom, and therefore that would be a hay. But according to Bani Yoma, that has to be connected, then it would be like a dalur or resh that has a veil coming down, so therefore it's your two walls with a little bit in front. Okay, anyway, that's the Tanakam. Reb Shimon Oymer, Sholosh Kilchos, and you have to have three walls, and then you can add on to the three the tefachol that we just spoke about. The Mike Mifligi, where did they take this from? Rabbanan Tzavi Yesh Em L'Masoides, Reb Shimon Tzavi Yesh Em L'Mikra. Rabbanan Tzavi Yesh Em L'Masoides, and the Torah says the Basukos three times. What does it say about Sukkos? All three times it says in the same pasuk. Ba'sukkos teishu shivas yomim. Kol ezrachim b'Yisrael yeshu ba'sukkos. L'man yedidur yisechir ki ba'sukkos yishavti esbenei yisrael b'yitzi oisim yaretz yitzrayim. So you have the three words ba'sukkos, ba'sukkos teishu, kol ezrachim yeshu ba'sukkos, l'man yedidur yisechir ki ba'sukkos. Okay. Here too, it says ba'sukkos, ba'sukkos twice. Choser, without the extra vav. The third time, it's with a vav. Ba'sukkos. Okay, so since the Tanakhama holds Yeshem Lemesaitis, we're going to read it like Beis Hillel said before, Karnois, Karnas, Karnas. Here's Ba'sukkos, Ba'sukkos, Ba'sukkos. Harikan Arba, you have four altogether. Sukkos is one, Sukkos is two, Ba'sukkos is another two, four. Dal chad kro legufay, we have to remove the first one, because we need a legufay, which the Gemara called yesterday about Ein Dorsh and Chilois. After all, the pasuk has to tell you that you got to build a sukkah. It can't leave the word blank. So the first one I need to tell us the din of the Gufay. So now that I've taken away one, I'm left with partial hutlas. I'm left with three, right? Simple arithmetic, 4 minus 1 equals more or less approximately 3. So hilchasa, now I have the halacha lemoishe misinai. What halacha lemoishe misinai? Our Gemara doesn't go into it, but in Mesechtes, Shabbos, Erevin, and Shukkah, it says that shiurin, mechitzin, v'chatzitzin are all halacha lemoishe misinai, and therefore one of the halacha misinai is the mechitzos. The mechitzos here for purposes of the sukkah is that you don't have to have three walls. In other words, we were starting off by saying there were four altogether. We put away one because we needed a gufay. We're left with three. Asay hilchas halacha mashina comes to tell you gerat lishlishis, to tell you don't need three huge walls like Mexican walls. Rather, it's enough ukimta atavach. The third wall doesn't have to be from Mexico. It could even be just atavach. Exactly. So therefore, you have three. You have two plus one, not three full walls. Two mitah small walls. Two and a half. Two and a quarter. Two and an eighth. Two and a tefach. Reb Shimon Savar. Reb Shimon is one that is holds yesh em lemikra. Therefore, we read it basukas basukas basukas. Harikan sheish. You have now three times two is six. But again, dal chad kro legufay. The first basukas we cannot count. I need it legufay. So now pashlu arba. Now we're left with four. And of that four, asoy hilchasa, we have again the same halacha lemoish misinai. To tell you not four mammoth, huge Chinese and Mexican walls, but rather Karat Levi, as we go and reduce the fourth wall, for Ukmi Atefach, and that's to have three, and Abyssala is also Kusha. Ah, so now we have another Mandiyama that holds Yesh Eim Amikra Vazokti Mr. Filan. What do you mean the fifth wall?
I have five walls left.
We started off with six. I remove the first pasuk. I don't remove one out of the six. Two. We remove two. Because it said basuka is three times. The first time I need to go and tell us the halacha of I have to build a sukkah. So therefore the first mention of the word basuka is not counted. So now we only have the two remaining basuka. Two times two is four. Of that four, the halacha says you don't need four big ones. Three and abyssal is enough. And then we come on to Reb Akiva, what's Reb Akiva? The sign you will learn in the Brisa. Reb Akiva, oimenai levi estam, shiyotze mishnei meisim, shemetame ba'oyil. Oh, now we're talking about things which are not so freilich, not so happy. We know there's a din of tumas oil. Tumas oil means that if chas v'shalom there's a mess inside the oil, it causes a big mess in many different respects. And one of those messes, one of the messes that we're talking about is anybody inside that oil becomes tamei until you remove the body from that oil. But in addition to having nebuch a dead body inside an oil, what happens if you have a revius dam lying on the floor or in a kli inside the oil? That's also metame b'oil. How do I know? Because it's in the pasuk, I'll call nafshois meis liyavei. And Chazal dash in the word nefesh, since dam is called nefesh, ki ha-dam benefesh yechaper, dam and nefesh are considered to be one and the same, they're synonymous terms. So when it talks about nefesh, it means dam. How much dam? Chazal said that the minimum amount of dam that a person has to have to survive is a revius of dam. Okay. So normally, if you find the revius of dam on the floor, and people confirm that this is human blood, Rachman son from a mess, I'm not talking about a person that just lost some blood and he was alive, person that died, Nebuch is a revius of dam, it's metam b'oil. Reb Akiva is mechadesh, not only if you have one revius from one mess, but even if you have one revius from two meses. In other words, one lost a half a revius, and the other lost a half a revius, or three quarters and a quarter, 90%, 10%, but together you have a revius or more, that's ultimate tamei b'oil. How do I know, shenemar? Al kol nafshois meis. The word nafshois meis is a little bit out of order over here, because nafshois is the Lashon Rabin. Meis is the Lashon Yochid. Chor should say, al kol nafshois meisim. Or I'll call nefesh meis. Why did it say nafshois meis? Loyav loyavoy shtei nafshois v'shiur echad. You have two nefashis, meaning two people that never passed away and left over dam. Shiur echad, one shiur of mass by both of them together, a shiur of erevis. For Rabbanon, Rabbanon say to Rabbi Kiva, it doesn't say nafshois, it says nafshas. Yeah, you take a read it nafshois, but the written word is nafshas. Therefore, it's only one nefesh and not two. Again, we have a rai that Rabbi Kiva holds, like the other four, that yesh eim lemikra. With this, we have concluded our five, the Rebbe, Rabbi Yudah ben Royetz, Beis Shammai, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Kiva. But we're not finished with our sugya, not by any stretch of the imagination. Maskev Rav Acha bar Yankiv, mi'ika delesta yesh eim lemikra. Doesn't everybody hold yesh eim lemikra? What do you mean, who's everybody but Tanya? We all know you're not allowed to eat meat and milk together. That's bullshit. That's why you have separate dairy restaurants and separate fleishiger restaurants. That's why everybody has separate kelim for milchiks and for fleishig. We all know that. Where does it say you're not allowed to eat basar b'chalav? It doesn't say b'feirish. It says three times in the Torah, savashel gedi b'chalav imoy, and everybody knows the famous Rashi and Chumash. One is Issa Bishul, one's Issa Ano, one's Issa Achila. Fine, zeigit. But where does it say basar b'chalav? So gedi is referring to chad gadya, the small goat, the baby goat. So that's freishiks. Chalev means cholav. Why does it say chalev? Because it's smichus. If it would stop with sevashel gedi b'cholav, but since it says chalev imoy, so instead of cholav imoy, it's chalev imoy. Because those that hilchos diktuk that chalev imoy instead of cholav, it's chalev. However, since our Sifrei Torah don't have pintlach, they don't have vowels, they don't have the kudais, you could read it like sevashel gedi, but chalev imoy. Chalev, of course, means chalev means fats, means the schmaltz from the animal. Maybe that's the answer. Freitimoy yochel b'chalev. And if that would be the real way to understand the tadash and the pasuk, we could now combine all the milchik and plechik restaurants, and we can do away with two sets of kalev. But that's not the case. Zokimor amrit yeshem lemikra, because you don't look at the way the thing is spelled, even though it's spelled chalev. But we read it chalev, which means cholov, so we go after the reading, not after the spelling. Now note for a moment, parenthetically, I only point this out because the Gemara is going to point it out later on the Amud. This is different than all the other yesh eim lemikra that we've had until now. Because everywhere else that we had until now was that the reading and the writing were different. Not nafshois, nafshas. Karnois, Karnas, Sukois, Sukas. Each time it was missing a vav, but you read it with the vav. Shivuayim, we added the yud, we added the vav. Not that we added it, but that's the way you pronounce it. However, that's where you read it. However, Bachalev and Chalev, the exact same oisis. We're not adding an ois, subtracting an ois. So this yesh eim lemikra is slightly different than all the other yesh eim lemikras, as the Gemara will say a little bit later. I'm just telling you that to you parenthetically, so you put it back in the recesses of your mind. Anyway, but what do I see from this? That everybody darshes it pasim b'chalev imoy to mean taka cholov and not chaylev is the charai yeshem lemikra, and everybody holds yeshem lemikra. So not only these five outstanding tanoim of Rebbe and of Yudah ben Royetz and Beis Shammai and Rebbe Shimon and Rebbe Akiva, but everybody holds this drasha b'chalev imoy. Not like we started off only these five. Everybody holds yeshem lemikra. Ah, if that's the case, then we have to re-examine the five halachas that we learned. The Rebbe Rabbanan b'halkim miflegi, and the machloek between Rebbe and Rabbanan is not like we learned yesterday and early this morning. Yarshiyun is plural because it's written, not because it's written, because you read it plural. And according, that's why you have to have five. And according to Rabbanan, you only have to have three because you read Yarshiyun. Not that we read it, but there's no vav there, and therefore you go after the Masoyed and not after the Mikra. Rabbi Sabi Yarshiyun Elihim Achrini, Rabbanan Sabi Yarshiyun Teheich Udahai. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means to say is about that everybody holds Yesh Eim LaMikra. And therefore we read it Yarshiyun, which is a Lashon Rabbim. Even the Rabbanan agree that it's referring to two. So now what's the machloikis? Remember, the Rabban hold it to only three judges, and Rabbi holds you have five judges. The question is, the very same pasuk uses the word Elihim twice. It says, Ad Olihim Yovoi Devar Shneim Asher Yashirun Elihim Yishalim Shnayim L'Riyem. So it says the word Elihim twice. Rabbi Sava Yashirun Elihim Achrini means that the final Elihim is clearly talking about two. Yashirun Elihim is two. And I'm going to learn Mala Mimata, just like this Elihim is two. So the earlier Ad Olihim Yovoi Devar Shneim is also two. 2 + 2 = 4. And then Ein Betin Shakol, I have five. For Ben Sava Yashion Tehecho Dehai, that this Yashion Elihim is just a cross reference to the earlier Elihim. It's not adding another 2 + 2. It's saying, remember that Elihim that I just spoke about a second ago. If you were listening to Laning carefully and not talking Chas V'Shalom, you would have heard Ad Elihim Yavid Vashneim, and you're thinking to yourself, how much is that Elihim? Is that 1 or 2? Asher Yashion Elihim. Oh, there it's certainly 2. Yashion Elihim. So that Elihim is talking about the same Elihim is 2. And Bez and Shokel, you add number 3. So the whole machlokes is only whether I count Elihim twice, and each one it means 2. In other words, according to the new pshat now, everybody agrees Yashion Elihim is 2. The question is, do I double over the 2 because it says Elihim earlier and say 2 + 2? Or do I say no? The previous Elihim is the same as this Elihim, and therefore the 2 altogether, and I add 1 more, and you have only 3. But the mice, everybody holds now, yesh, aim the mikra, yes, Rabbi Numan. So remember, it said 3 altogether, and we haven't mentioned the first one. Back in the Gemara in the Amud Beis, we had yesterday, the nikra balabais Elihim is 1, Ad Elihim Yavod Vashneim is 2, Asheshin Elihim, Yishalim Shnam Nariyehu is 3. So we had a machlokes, Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonasan, do you count number 1? Don't you count number 1? For our purposes, we're not counting number 1, because Ein Dorshin Tchilas, only counting 2 and 3. The question is, 2 and 3, are they one and the same? Or do you double it over and you make, instead of 2, make it 4? Yizhok Tigmaris, and that was the Rabbanan and Rabbi. Then we continue on, what about Rabbi Yehuda ben Royetz? Remember, Rabbi Yehuda ben Royetz is the one that told us about the Shvu'ayim. And you remember, Rabbi David Kalman asked so beautifully, why did he initially say, we learned double, Zachar Negeva, and then afterwards he only remembered later on, Shvu'ayim. Zachar Yimara, Rabbi Yehuda ben Royetz, like Plikar ben Alei. There is no Machloikis over there. Back in the Yom Aleph, we didn't have anybody disagree. Nobody holds that by Negeva, you have to have Tumah for 70 days. Everybody agrees to the Shvuayim, so I don't have to end for the other Mandiyama. There is no other Mandiyama. What about Beisil? Remember Beisil and the Amud Aleph said, Kanas, Kanas, Kanois. Didn't you say everybody holds Yesh Eim LeMikra? Says Yimon Abad, the Beisil also agrees to Kanois, Kanois, Kanois. The reason why Beisil says that B'diyevet one Zrik is enough. Remember we said according to Beis Shammai, if it's Kanois, Kanois, Kanois 3 times, becomes 6. We take 4 for purposes of lechatchila, 2 for purposes of b'di'eved. So now we ask, what does Beis Hillel do? So we said kanas, kanas, kanois is 4 altogether, 3 lechatchila, 1 b'di'eved. So no, that's not the pshat. That was the pshat of Rav Huna, and the Gemara is rejecting that pshat. Now he's telling us a brand new pshat. The Sanya says in the pasuk v'chiper 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 3 times. What does it say v'chiper v'chiper v'chiper? You have by Rashi brings in, and the Torah Ora Shalom brings this kol chel b'yakta mizbeicha v'chip olav hakoy mechatosoy v'es kol chel b'yosir kasher husa chayla v'chip olav hakoy menislach loy, and the third pasuk v'es kol chel b'yosir v'chip olav hakoy now chatosis. Each time it says v'chip. Why does the Torah repeat v'chip 3 times? Because of the following limud which we are going to now address. What is the following limud? We're trying to figure out b'diyeved, how many matonois do I need by a korban chatas? The chachilah have to have an all 4 kronois. What's the number, minimum number b'diavad? Malindinu, let's try to go and figure it out without using the kanois kanas and without the v'chipa. Let's try to use logic. What's the logic? Nema domim lamata, v'nema domim lamala. There are the parish of domim lamata, meaning most karbonis, where you do the zrika sadam lamata mechuta sikra, by the oila, the shlomim, the osham, the noi, the toida, the karm pesach, the bechor, you do everything lamata, the name of domim lamala, but by karm chatas, you do it lamala mechuta sikra on the 4 karbonis. If it's the lower kabbalah, meaning lower than the chutzah sikra, everybody agrees. They shamle, they still, everybody agrees. But the Yevid, one is enough. Why? Like the Gemara quoted on the Amar Aleph, and like Rashi quotes again over here, the dam zivachecha yishofech. To come and tell you, the dam is poured one time, but the Yevid is enough. So therefore, just like below, abdama moila mala shenasu betana achas keeper. It would make sense, it's logical to say, that the dam on top, the dumb on the bottom are equal for purposes of b'di'evad, just like b'di'evad down below, one matan is enough. Up above, one matan is enough. Or maybe not. Maybe you should go and learn a different limud. 99% of all kabbalas were done outside meaning in the Azara. However, there were a certain small number of kabbalas where you'd brought the kabbalas bifnim. Which kabbalas did they bring bifnim? Every single Yom Kippur they brought the Sor HaPnimi as well as the Par Yom Kippurim were brought bifnim, which means bifnim that the Zrika Saddam were done in the case of those two from Yom Kippur, they were done in front of the Paroiches. That's we have Achas, Achas Yachas, Achas Yishtaim, Kematzlif, right? You had to do Zrikas in front of the Paroiches, as well as on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. They dabbed each one of the four corners of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Was much, much smaller than the Mizbeach HaChitzayim. And that Mizbeach HaPnimi was typically used throughout the year only for one purpose, and that was to bring the Ketoidus every single day. It Bashachar and Ben Raboyim, Machtsisa Baboyke, Machtsisa Barev, he brought the Ketoidus twice a day, every single day, always inside the Pnimi on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Pnimi means inside the Heichel, as opposed to the Azara, which is called the Chitzayim. Aha. Okay. So now when you did those rikas on that Mizbeach, those were every single year on Yom Kippur. Besides that, throughout the year, rarely they brought a carbon, either the Par Koyin HaMashiach or the Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur, that was also brought the Pnimi. And those were very, very extraordinary, exceptional kabbalas. So what's the din? Now those are all kabbalas chatas. And there you have to do them on all four Quranis. And there, if you even just messed up and missed one of the four Quranis, you're not Yoitza, you have to either make sure you do the fourth Zrika, or you're going to have to bring a brand new card. The halacha is, afilu chiser achas mikol matanois, lo yosa klum, it's worthless. How do I taka know that every single Zrika is so important, the Pnimi? So Rashi brings, because it says in the Pasik, the Asa Kasher Asa. Whenever you have such a double lashon, when it comes to Karchim, Shina HaKosev Olav Le'akev. The Torah repeats it to tell you, this is the way you gotta do it, even with the other. Okay, all of that is fascinating, but get back to Akamar. Klach L'derachsu. Nehme Dom Mechutz. It says a din that you have to do Zrikas Domim on most, on all Kabbalas Pachutz. Nehme Dom Lefnim. And on those few rear Kabbalas, the Yom Kippur Dike, as well as the Pahal Dom Shetzim, Vakon Mashiach, which you do b'fnim inside the Heichel. Ma dom amur b'fnim, chisa ach b'todos li'os v'l'kum, if you're just missing one out of the four. It's not just four. You have to also do seven on the Tirei Shul Mizbeach, and in front of the Paroiches, as we spoke about before. If you remember back in Masechtas Yuma, we made a cheshbon that you have to do a minimum of 43 altogether, and 43 is b'gematria gam, gam zula toiv. If you do all those 43, then it all works out well for a blessed year, but if you're missing just one, Toignish, and you got to start from scratch. Right, but everybody holds 43. There's another machlok. It depends whether you hold dam sir and dam chatas were mixed together, the par and the sir. Okay, but anyway, but everybody agrees 43. So getting back to Akamar. So Gemara says now that if chiser avitonis li'os v'klum is gunished, avdom amur machutz means the irregular karm chatas where you do four chiser avitonis li'os v'klum. If you're just missing one, gunish vet. So therefore, depending on which way you learn, if you learn from Lamala from Lamata, I would say that one b'di'evet is enough. And if I'm learning chutz from Pnimi, then I would say that if you're missing just one, you're dead in the water. Chas v'shalom, not such a bad term, that you have to start all over. Anyway, Zukti Mar is nearly me done this. So which one should I learn the Domim b'chutz from? Done in chutz michutz. L'chayra, I'm better off learning from Mala and Mata. Why? Because both of them are in the same mizbech hachitzayin. The mizbech who oila inside the azara. Then done in chutz michutz. I have to. They're two different mizbechos. This is the huge, tremendous mizbech, and this is the klei chiga mizbech. So you don't learn one for the other. Oiklach l'derechzu. Or maybe I should say done in chatzah to dalek kronis. Mechatzah to dalek kronis. After all, we're talking about in all cases our limudim. We're talking about karm chatzas. The chatzas outside, meaning the mizbeach achitzayin, and you have to put the dam in all four karanis. And we're learning from the chatzas, which is inside, meaning those special rear kabanis on the mizbeach apanimi, that you also have to put the dam on the four karanis. V'alichich zesh in chatzas v'dal karanis. And maybe you should not learn from the chitzayin, but rather learn from chitzayin to panimi. Because after all, chatzas, dal karanis. Talmud Loimar, therefore now we have finally concluded what Beisil says. Beisil says, Einachanami Taka, I should learn from the Chatas Panimi that all four should be Ma'akev V'Dievet. Einachanami, I should learn from the Chatas Panimi, you have to have all four. However, the Torah says V'chipa, V'chipa, V'chipa three times. But Me'adin, because of this difficulty in addressing this Shaila, should I learn it from Chutz or learn it from Panim? And therefore, I'm going to conclude, L'chat Chiladu, four. B'diavet, Kippur, Alpha Pishleinos, and Elish Loisha. One Kippur says you get a Kapara, even if you're missing one and you only have three. Kippur, Alpha Pishleinos, and Elish Tayim, you get a Kapara, even if you're missing two and you only have two. Kippur, Alpha Pishleinos, and Elachas, you have a Kapara, even if you're missing three and you're down to one. Ah, Baruch Hashem, based on this, I see that Beis Hillel's Drosha is not based on the Karnois, Karnas, Karnas, because Beis Hillel also agrees, Yesh Eim LeMikra, Karnois, Karnois, Karnois. So therefore, you should learn like Beis Shammai, you should have to have four L'chatchila, two B'diavet, six altogether. How does he get one is enough? Because the Chippa, Chippa, Chippa tells us you start off with the original four lichat chila, four lichat chila. From that four lichat chila, I keep on reducing one, 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 until I'm down to the final one, which is enough b'di heaven. Now we go back to Hilchos Sukkos. Remember, according to the Rabbanan, it's enough to have two plus Abisala. According to Reb Shimon, you have to have three plus Abisala. Reb Shimon Sabas Chacha Loi Boikra. Rabbanan Sabas Chacha Boikra. Meaning, again, we start off with, it says Basukkos, Basukas, Basukas. But everybody agrees, Yeshem LeMikra, and therefore it's as if it says Basukkos, Basukkos, Basukkos. Three times Basukkos means you have to have six altogether. You have to have six walls to a sukkah. No, Rabbi said, don't get nervous. You don't need six walls to a sukkah. The first basukah is we don't count because ain darshan tchilas. We need a legufe. Ah, so we need, now we're down to four. Of the remaining four, the question is, do I need a pasuk to tell you about the schach? Because after all, sukkah is basically not just walls, but it's schach. That's what's so important. Do I need a separate pasuk to tell you baschach? No, the Torah never says that you have to put schach on a sukkah. I know it from the word basukkos, that the word sukkah, that by definition means schach, not a fancy schmancy cemented house or a house that has on top steel beams, but it's got to be schach, like a ramshackle hut, if you will. And that's the connotation of the schach of the word sukkah. Aha. So now the question is, I need one pasuk, one reference to tell you about schach. Can I use that original two, which I've already removed from the equation by saying that I need that legufe, and say that one of those two will be to tell you schach, or the full two tell you schach? Or do I say, no, from the remaining four, I have to use one to tell us the din of schach? And that's the machloikis. Reb Shimon Rabban Ba'apli, Reb Shimon Sovas Chocholei Boikra. Shimon says you don't have to have a special pasuk to go and tell you schach, because I can use those first two that I removed from the six, right? We did six minus two. The two already include schach. So how many do I have left now? I have left now four. Of the four, I'm going to go and take the halacha Moshe Sinai to reduce it to three mit abisala. You don't have to have four. Three and abisala. The bonnet time, you know, schach and boikra, I need a separate pasuk. Once I took off the gufe, forget about it. That's already out of the equation. Now I'm left with four. Of the four, I have to use one for schach. So I'm now left with three. And after three, comes halacha lomar shesinai. Not three big ones. Two, mita, bisla, two, and a tefach.
But Shimon, in various times of the Torah,
yeah,
he doesn't need a pasuk. The Chachamim are supposedly not always doctor in time of the Torah. They do need a pasuk. It's interesting how it plays out in terms of the lumen.
So, again, as we were saying before, although the Lashon HaGemara is exactly like you're saying, it's Choch Le'Boikra, that's because you hold Yesh Eim L'Mesoyis. You're looking at the writing on the Pasuk. You have to go and look Yesh Eim L'Mikra, the essential, the parenthetical, the way we are going to read it. The way we're going to read it, says Rashi, is not the Choch Le'Boikra. Choch Le'Boikra. Everybody needs a Pasuk. Shimon's Torah Tam the Krah, like you just said, we need a Krah. The question is which Krah we're going to use it for the Tzach. Couldn't Reb Shimon, we're going to use it from the original too, Ligufe, because Ligufe means you got to build a Sukkah. What means a Sukkah? A Sukkah means walls and Tzach. Ah! So I already know Tzach from the first two. So I have four remaining. From the four remaining, Lachem Mishina says three, Metabis. While the Rabbanan say, no. Since I removed those two, those are already off the page, off the table. We don't even think about those two. Now we're down to four. Of those four, I use one for the schach, and I have three remaining. Of the three, halacha misina is two mitabes. Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan ba'aplagi. Oh, now we're back to Hilchos Tumas Oyel. What's the machlokes? Rabbi Kiva Sova nafshois tarti mashma. Said nafshois meis two. That's why if you have a revius dam from two meisim, Tumas Oyel. The Rabbanan tzavri, the Rabbanan also hold nafshois. They don't hold nafshas. They also hold nafshois. However, nafshois the alma mashma. The alma means we're not talking about in this particular oil that the two nefashis rachmon litzlan. We're just talking in general. These are hilchos kahuna, and we're telling a koyin al nafshois meis liyovel. Wherever you see a nefesh meis, here, there, and everywhere. In America, in Frankreich, in Rusland, in Eretz Yisrael, in Africa, Yitrevzach HaNefesh Meis, wherever the guns are built. Make sure not to get close, don't go into the oil, because you'll have Tumas Oyel. But now referring to two in one place, scattered all over the world. Okay, Urukuliyam, Obala Maisa, everybody holds Yeshem Lamikra. So Baruch Hashem, everybody together, not just the five Tanoim, everybody holds Yeshem Lamikra. One second, what Tanya? We have a brisa. We know that you have to have four parshiois inside our tefillin boxes. How do you know you have to have four? Letoita fois, letoita fois, letoita fois. Notice that only one of them has a vav. The other two have no vavs. In fact, they have no vavs either at the front or the back end. And therefore, you could read it litat fas, litat fas, litoita fois. And if you read it that way, it becomes one plus one plus two. Harikan arba divrei Rabbi Shmuel. That's why we only have four parashiyos. We don't have six parashiyos. Rabbi Kiva Omer, ein tzarich. You don't have to go and darsh in litat fas, litoita fois. This is a very famous. Rashi brings in chumash ein tzarich tat bekasvi shtayim. In the fancy Fas language and in the Kaspi language, the word tas, tat means two, and Afriki means two. Two plus two is four. Shoy. Why doesn't somebody stand up and say, hey, Rabbi, the Taita Fois, the Taita Fois, the Taita Fois, you have to have six parishes. Nobody holds that. Neither the Tanakam Rabbi Shmuel nor Rabbi Kiva. You could say Rabbi Kiva Taka holds Yesh Eim Lemikra, like we had by Nafshois, Rabbi Kiva Lishitosai. However, he says, in this case, my Mesoira is that we don't follow Yesh Eim Lemikra. We look at the definition of the word Taita Fois. And since in Kaspi, Tat means time, and Pas means two, so two plus two is four. And therefore, in this case, they don't follow the Yesh Eim Lemikra. I don't ignore it. Yesh Eim Lemikra always applies. But here it's not a challenge between Yesh Eim Lemikra and Yesh Eim Lemesoidis. Here we have another limud which, if you will, excuse the expression, trumps over the Yesh Eim Lemikra, and that is the Tat Mitafas is four altogether. Yeah, what's up there?
Why don't we be consistent and say that the first time is for Gufo, and then the other two times you play two is four?
Mm-hmm. So you hear what Uri's asking. Uri's saying is what the Gemara could go and say is skip the first one because you need a legufay and then have the other two. If that's in fact what it would say in the Braisa, I would agree with you wholeheartedly and we would all be dancing together and we'd say, first one you need the legufay and then the taita fois is four. But the Braisa itself says, how does Rabbi Shmuel know four? Letat fas, the taita fois, hari kan arba. According to your version, we should leave out letat fas, it should simply say, Vatanya says twice taita fois because one of the three I'm not counting and the other two remaining is plural, two plus two is four. It doesn't say that. So therefore, apparently, only Rabbi Shmuel doesn't learn it that way, but he's learning 1 plus 1 plus 2 is 4. Is the Shver, we just said everybody agrees, Yeshayim LeMikra should have to have 6 parashiyos according to Rabbi Shmuel. Eli Oilam Pligi. We go back to our original. That taka that only 5 tanaim that hold Yeshayim LeMikra. Not that everybody holds Yeshayim LeMikra. Bahani Mili, when do we say that? What was the reason why we rejected that? Why did we say that everybody agrees to Yeshem the Mikra? Because of the Pasik Ulsavashul Gedi, Bachalev Imoy, who says Chalev means Cholov, maybe Chalev you should understand it, not based on the reading, but the way you write it. And the way you write it is Bachalev. Chalev means in the fats, and not Cholov. So Timora Ela Oilam Pligi, Vahani Miliki Pligi, with the Machloikis Hecha, the Shoni Krami Mesoiris. When the Mikra and the Mesoidus are at odds with one another. They are different. This is Shivim, this is Shvuayim, this is Karnas, this is Karnois, Navshas, Navshois, etc., etc. Aval Hai, Cholov v'Chelev d'chiyadoni ninu. There's no difference in spelling between the word Cholov or Chelev or Chalev imoy and Chelev. They're both spelled exactly the same. In such a case, then everybody agrees Yeshem l'mikra. Aha. So when you're talking about differentiations, discrepancies between the Mikra and the Mesoidus, 5 Tanoim hold Yeshem LeMikra, not everybody, the 5 Tanoim. However, when you're talking about reading and the writing of a word which are written and read the same way, in other words, there's no difference in the spelling, both of them are spelled the same way, then everybody agrees Yeshem LeMikra. You focus on the way that we have the Mesoida of how it's read. The way we read it is Bachalev and not the chaylev, and that's why the isser is baser b'cholav and not an isser of cooking baser with shmatz. Freiti Mara, v'ari yira yeroa d'chiyadori ninu. Upligi, what's this yira yeroa business? We know it says in the pasuk by all the sholish shagolim, sholish pamashona, yeroa kol zechurcha el peneyo odin Hashem. It says yeroa, and the Gemara is going to darshan in a moment yira. Since the word Yeroah could also be read Yira, even though there's no difference in spelling between Yira and Yeroah, they're both the same. Nevertheless, I'm going to dash in the word Yira. What am I going to dash in the word Yira? They're both spelled the same way. Someone who's blind in one eye, he does not have to go up to the Beis Hamikdash, the Sholish Regal. Why? Shnemar says Yira Yeroah. Kider Shabali Rois, Kach Bali Rois. Just like Yira is referring to the Rebbein Shalom Kavi Yochel, he wants to see Klal Yisrael coming to the Beis Hamikdash to Mekayim this mitzvah of Sholish B'mashon Yiroah called Zechorcha. It's Kedesh Shabal Lirois, just like Kedesh Baruch Hu looks at us, Kavi Yochel, Kach Bal Lirois, we come to be seen in the Beis Hamikdash, we come to be counted. Oh, more Yidin, hundreds, thousands, millions of Yidin are coming together in the Beis Hamikdash at the time of the Sholish Shagol. Ma'alirah v'sheyenov, just like Kadosh Baruch Hu looks at us with his two eyes. How do I know a Kadosh Baruch Hu has two eyes? Of course, all of this is not to be understood literally, because we don't understand a Kadosh Baruch Hu who does not have any physical form. However, Rashi says that the Torah says, Einei Hashem alikecha ba meireishis hashana v'yad achris shana. Einei is two eyes, plural, exactly. Ma'alirah v'sheyenov, afliroi v'sheyenov. But that's only this man the Yomar, Ibyechem ben Davoy. Other mandiyam disagree and hold that as long as your summa be achas me'enav, you're still chay b'riya. What does it depend on? Whether you dash in yir yiroh, you don't dash in yir yiroh. I don't understand this drasha. You just told me now that when it's written exactly the same way, then I just follow the pronunciation. The pronunciation is yiroh and not yira. So how do you get this whole yira yiroh, two eyes? I don't understand the whole thing. Everybody should hold Yeshem LeMikra, and there shouldn't be this drasha of Sumbach in of this potter. Brand new pshat. Meaning that if a person were to go and take meat and put it into a pot of milk and cook it, that would be like putting chicken into water and you'd have chicken soup. And here you'd have some sort of stew, which of course would be what we call treif. It would be basar b'chalav, putting together meat into milk, and it would cook and boil until it cooks. However, if you're going to go and put basar into chaylev, into grease, says Rashi, that's not cooking, that's frying, right? And you go and put oil on the bottom of the pan and you put meat on top of it or something like that, so then you're frying it, you're not cooking it. So bottom line of the Gemara is, Konzain Vaita, only five hold the din of Yesh Eim LeMikra, and the reason why by Cholav and Chaylev you don't say B'chaylev imoy means the chaylev as opposed to b'chaleiv, is not because of Yeshem l'mikra, not because of Yeshem l'sayrus, but it has to do with derech bishul. It's got to be cooking, and cooking is through milk and not through chaylev, which is frying. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Sai.